Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
All right, so are you ready to be short-haired Steph again?
I know. Okay, I am. I'm ready after Daphne inspired me, seeing a 16-year-old in studio with us wearing her wig and how happy she was. That's what it's all about. And it's funny because I'm getting mixed reviews from my family. They're like, oh, but we love your long hair. I was like, it'll grow back.
That's kind of like what I was saying yesterday. We were talking about my daughter dyeing her hair. And I don't know if I was talking about it with you or talking about it with someone else. My daughter wants to dye her hair green. And she's putting this wash in hair
dye. We were
talking
about it because we even brought up on my show, show with my sister, how her younger kids dyed their hair, and I was upset with her.
This thing's got a little bit deeper. So she has like this wash in stuff that, you know, washes out as well.
Yeah.
But she's not washing her hair because she doesn't want the dye to go away. So I finally said, let's just dye your hair. Let me bleach it. She's got dishwater hair, so it wouldn't take that long to do. Let me bleach it. Let me throw some hair dye in there.
Yes.
And her mom said, oh, my mom wants me to keep my hair my natural color. It grows back. Your hair, that's a great thing about your hair. If something goes wrong with a haircut, a couple months later, you're good.
That's true.
You know, a lot of hat selections.
So the number one question I'm getting is, where are you donating your hair to? And that I asked Positive Image Center at the American Family Children's Hospital. I was like, hey, who provides your hair replacements? Two organizations, Crowns of Courage and Children with Hair Loss. Those are the two groups you can look up online. Crowns of Courage, they make something called the Halo Wig, where it's a hat. And then the hair is around the hat, and Positive Image Center that says the younger kids like that, and some older kids because it's not as hot of a wig.
Yeah.
And then Children with Hair Loss is the other organization, and I believe they're the ones that Daphne's wig came from. And man, what a beautiful wig.
Oh, very beautiful young lady. And something that we talk about, and we talk about it in the interview, when we talk to families at the American Family Children's Hospital, it's not just about the medical care. It's the palliative care, I think is what they call it.
Yep.
It's the healing of the body and the mind at the same time. When you're a teenage girl looking a certain way, it makes a big difference, and you don't want people to stare at you, and you want to have normalcy. The idea is to give these kids normalcy, and that's what these wigs do. And you know, if you look at it and you go, oh, we need to teach the kids that it doesn't matter what you look like, that's a great idea on paper. It's an awesome idea on paper.
Is.
It's like my daughter with mushroom pizza. Love the idea of it. But in practice, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, so there's nothing wrong with not wanting people to stare at you and wanting to feel beautiful and wanting to feel normal. And you're
just
giving someone a chance
boost
to do that. Now, I want to know, am I going to have to bring in my fidget cube for you?
Oh.
Because you're going to need something to do.
I know. I do.
It's got many choices. It's got a little control stick joint. Ever seen the fidget cubes?
Yes. My sister has one.
Oh, I have two of them. I love them.
I might because I play with my hair all the time. Good point. Now, the reason we're doing this month is September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I need to scream it from the mountaintops because so many people know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Everybody wears pink.
Sure.
Do you even know why we go gold for September?
Yes. Childhood cancer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing your yellow, doing the yellow ribbons, and just screaming it from the mountaintops because after seeing several children die from cancer, it is horrible.
Absolutely.
So I would just like to remind you, if you have a moment, maybe just do the hashtag go gold and read up on one kid and their battle and see some of the photos, because the truth hurts, and when you see the photos of what chemo does to our children, it's horrible.
It's what we were saying, it's a 1 and 48.
Well, here's
like that.
The stat that was just shared. So when I was in San Diego, there was this little girl that the community rallied around. Her name is Kylie, and sadly, she did pass away, and her mom and dad just went on a mission for life now, and they've done so much with research from Kylie's body with neoplasoma, and So the recent stat that her mom shared is 7 children die every day from cancer still.
Yeah.
So we're trying all we can, whether it's cutting our hair and donating our hair, using the hashtag GoGold, every little thing adds up.
You know, I think it's funny. People don't realize like what those hashtags and what those things actually do to bring awareness. People were making fun of the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, yes.
And it raised like $500 million for ALS charities. Like it legit, those things help raise money. Awareness helps raise money. If there's no awareness, there's no money coming in. So knowing that, what is great though, a lot of the childhood cancers, you know, from talking to the doctors at the American Family Children's Hospital, leukemia is one of them. They almost have wiped out.
I know.
They said there's almost a 95% recovery rate from leukemia. Now, there's many other cancers that kids can get that don't have that same. But that one there, due to research, due to people sharing stuff, talking about it, money going to it, we're getting that stuff knocked out. And the research is being done right here in our own backyard. It really is at the forefront of that. It's pretty amazing.
What's one of your sayings that you love sharing about, like, pennies make dimes,
dimes
make dollars? You're going to love this story, Jackson. So Kylie's mom, her name is Bree. The other day, she shared on the Kylie Rowan Foundation Facebook page, $10,000 donation. All month we've been sharing stories as we've been going gold. And somebody posted like, what if we just all donated $1, $10 bucks?
Yeah.
No lie. In less than 24 hours, they did raise that $10,000.
See? And that's what our radiothon is about too.
Yes.
Not, you can't scratch a check for $685,000, something like that.
Right.
You can drop $15.
Yes.
You know, and if all of us do that, that's what crowdsourcing, that's what, and we said this yesterday,
amazing.
That's what social media is supposed to be about.
Yes.
Bringing people together to make a difference, to just drop a few dollars in the bucket.
Yep.
You know, you've been in the gas station, see one of those things they have that raise money for the Little League. It's all chock full of money because everyone goes by and drops a few dimes in there, a little bit of change in there. And then over time, it really builds up. And that's on a larger, grander scale. And it really, really works.
So if you've done that recently, you've maybe seen something like, oh, I don't want to just donate $5. I'll look like I'm cheap. Man, it was great seeing people just donate $5, $10.
One thing I will say, I do feel bad.
It was so great.
When I go to the grocery store, because we donate a lot to charity. I run a nonprofit things like that. And we are champions of the Children's Hospital and I give. But I go to the same grocery store sometimes several times a week.
Right.
And every time I'm there, when they're doing it, hey, would you like to donate
$1 to this?
And I feel bad, but it's like, I already did. Like,
I've done that too. That's okay.
You know? I feel like they're judging me. Yeah, and they're not, but I feel like, yeah, sure you did.
I know.
I really, I did. I do like the gas stations where you write your name on a piece of paper and they stick it on the wall.
Yeah.
And that's me up there and then I'm over there and then I'm over there. I'm pretty good for a little while, right? Yeah. Like, am I good? I like that because then there's proof that I did it.
Proof. I think the smartest thing is those stores that do you want a roundup for the charity? It's like,
yes,
just round
that's
it
easy.
Up to the extra 8 cents.
I like even numbers anyways.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I love that
because
one.
That really makes a difference. That's something that I used to do for myself when I delivered pizzas. I didn't carry change on me. So if your order was, you know, 24.17, unless you have exact change, I'm keeping that other 83 cents. That's going in my pocket. I had a guy one time who was like, you ain't got a quarter? And I went, no, I don't. I don't have a dime either. I was like, I carry cash on me. I'm not walking around the pocket full of change.
Exactly.
Every time I sit in the car and have it dump out, that's how I makes me a little bit of extra cash on the side.
Hey, can I share the funny story of your wife and chopping her hair?
Yes, please.
Okay, over the weekend, I was texting with Jackson's wife, Mackenzie. And are we about to jump on our morning show?
We're going to save this story for after the break.
Yeah.
If you don't know, if you just listen to our podcast, we do a radio show while a podcast. So we got to jump on and talk about something pretty important here in Wisconsin. Not as important as that, but the Packers.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying here? Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Jimmy Allen, make me want to. Today, make you want to go outside for a little while. Outdoor recess, high of 77. My computer is not telling me what the current temperature is, but I have to assume it's somewhere in the in the late 50s, I would guess.
Yeah, it was 55 on my car thermometer on the drive-in this morning.
Very nice and these kind of days where the sleeping yes. temperatures are very nice. Have you turned your air conditioner off, Steph?
I have. Over the weekend, though, it was so humid, so I had the air conditioner on.
Get out of here with this. High 77, mostly sunny skies.
Okay, after a victory with the Packers, of course, we have to hear from our buddy, Marty, the world's biggest Packers fan.
The season is rolling on. I don't want to jinx anything.
I was just
going to
say, don't jinx it.
Look at this. 3 weeks and 3 victories. And of course, I know he's feeling good. We've got Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. How you feeling, bud?
Hey there, gang. 3-0, you know, not much more you can ask for there. That's a refreshing change compared to the last couple of years.
I know. I mean, I'm smelling Super Bowl.
No, don't you know, say that. Say now.
We got the defense for it. That's for sure. That's a step in the right direction.
Marty, what do you do so you don't jinx it either? Like right now when Jackson said those words, my butt cringed. Like, ugh, I clenched. Yeah. I'm like, ooh. We don't want to become not Midwest nice.
Yeah, as we all know, we're one broken collarbone away from this whole season going into the trash.
So, that's very true.
You know, you just gotta stay humble. You gotta stay excited. You know, go Pack, go. You just take it one game at a time, just like the team's doing. You know.
Now, is there anything that you do to make sure that you keep the mojo in the Packers corner? Like, do you have to sit in a certain seat? Do you have to do something before the game? Drink something, eat something? Is there like a little ritual that you know that helps the Packers?
I'll wear a Vince Lombardi trench coat all the way up to the game. And then after that, I just go shirtless for the whole thing.
Oh my gosh! You are the first Wisconsinite I've ever heard that answer from. That is great.
Yeah, it's like a fun secret for me, you know, because I don't have anything on underneath, but they don't know.
They don't need to know that.
I forget, you know. Is there a Mrs. Marty?
Not right now. Okay. Not right now. I am married to the Packers season, 2019.
That's
now,
right.
Now, speaking of clothes, yesterday was Packers throwback uniforms. A lot of people don't like the throwback uniforms.
Why?
I don't know. What do you feel about these the Acme Packer gear? Yeah.
You know, honestly, usually I'm a big fan. This week, I got a little nervous because they got out there and they actually looked a little bit like the Michigan Wolverines.
Oh.
And, you know, I mean, based on what happened Saturday, that's not some mojo you want to be tied to.
That's a really good point. Michigan got beat up by Bucky.
Yep.
Got a little bit nervous there. But, you know, I mean, that's title town. Those jerseys, that's when they won all their world championships. So
also,
I think we got a good energy going with those.
We appreciate you taking time with us, and hopefully when we talk to you next week, they're 4-0 and things are going and things are feeling good.
And all I can picture is Marty in a trench coat right now. I can't get the image out of my brain.
Yeah, you can.
You're welcome.
Marty's such a good time.
So funny.
So yeah, so my wife has long hair. She's very thick hair too, and always talks about cutting it like you do.
She always has it up though. I never saw how long her hair was.
It's about as long as yours is. And she asked me, should I cut my hair? And I said, what difference is it going to make? All that's going to happen is that you're just going to walk around for 2 months saying that you wish you could put your hair back up. But it's always up.
Yes.
Always up in like a messy bun, like a librarian. Oh, so I'm like, cut it. I don't know. She asked me, like, what do you think? And my opinion always is, I don't care. I have no opinion on, are you wearing clean clothes? That's all I care about. I don't care what you dress like. I don't care what you do with your hair. I don't care what kind of tattoos you get.
Are you again?
Yes. But those aren't my decisions. That's your body. I'm very laissez-faire with the human body. Do what you want. Just be clean. That's all I care.
That's very nice of you.
Yes.
What a husband.
Oh, I try to be. Also, I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I'm not allowed to have any more neck tattoos because of her.
Yeah, you want to make her happy, though.
Yeah, but come on.
That's why she's checking in with you.
Keep your laws off my body, lady, you know? It's like, all right, so go.
But we were drunk texting, okay? We were both drinking. It was a Saturday night, and we were messaging back and forth. And she's like, oh, your hair's so cute, short. I should do it, too. I'm like, you should. Do you have 10 inches? I was like, there is one organization. You just need 8 inches. You could just send your hair into them instead. And she's a smart woman, your wife. She's like, you know what, though? I've been drinking. Let me wait until tomorrow to decide.
Yes.
Because her hair would need a couple more inches because it would be way shorter than mine.
It would be very, very short.
So I'm going to, like, right here.
We got this piece of paper out and checked it.
Yeah.
But she has very thick hair. You say it takes a few heads of hair
to make. It takes two to three. 3 heads of hair to make one wig.
She could probably make 2 wigs with her hair. It's so thick. It's a thicket back there. But she did say, I know this doesn't sound shallow, but I want it to be able to get styled when I get it cut. So maybe I'll just find some other time to do it.
Yes. 'Cause
she didn't want to just get her hair cut off and then have to go make a beauty appointment and do that. 'Cause it's life.
Well,
I suppose. Thank you,
Brittany Anderson.
Yes.
She's going to be the hairstylist that comes in, and she's a professional. So she said after she cuts my hair, she will add some cute layers and make it a style.
Ooh, some layers. I like that.
Yeah, and my sister will be coming in because she also wants to do this for the first time. And Crowns of Courage does take dyed hair. So my sister has dyed hair, and I double checked on their website, said, yep, send your dyed hair in. And now after seeing Daphne's wig, I can see why, because it looks like they made her wig, like they dyed it blonde.
She has the ritual
highlights
going on a little bit with her hair,
cool.
The way like it has the different colors
in
there. Jumping on the live feed real quick, because you get mad if we don't mention you. Elaine said, I just want to say that I think it's an amazing gift that you're giving. It's something that not a lot of people can do, but it's something that is still needed. I myself donate my hair in honor of my mom's memory every 2 to 3 years. Elaine has very long hair. I donate to wigs for kids, and I'm blessed that my hair grows that fast that allows me to do something like this. Just in July, I donated 17 inches, and I can't wait to do it again in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, Elaine always keeps her hair very long, so she just a little bit off the top, do it again,
amazing.
Do it again. Very sweet of you to do that.
And did you know, Jackson, your wife, Mackenzie, has donated 4 times since high school, she said?
Has she really?
Yeah, that's what she said. So I was like, well, that's amazing. You've already donated more than I ever have.
Yeah.
So
I was a little sad that when Lily got her hair cut off, she had enough to donate. And Lily had beautiful long hair that her mom didn't take her somewhere to get it donated when she had all of her hair chopped off. Because she went from hair down to her butt to a little pixie type cut, little bob pixie cut.
Oh my
gosh. It had been 15 inches of hair or more, and it would have made a gorgeous wig. She has the most beautiful dark brown hair. Yeah.
That was a while ago. That was like, what, 10 years ago now?
Yeah, probably, somewhere around then. Yeah. I think her mom just didn't realize, just wasn't thinking about it at the time.
And the hairstylist didn't think about it.
Yeah. Well, anytime you have long hair and you're going to make a big look, image change like that, heck, why not spread the love around?
Exactly.
Yes.
And I'll set up a text code right now as we wrap up today's episode. You could just text the word gold to 608-321-1063. See the photos of Daphne and her wig. Hear Daphne chat about that moment, and her mom Crystal also talk about how amazing it was seeing the community rally together for her child and seeing all these strangers she never knew. It's just amazing to see a community come together. And then links to the 2 places that the American Family Children's Hospital gets the hair replacement from.
On Facebook, Shannon said, remind us when this is happening. It's going to be happening on Thursday during the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes.
We're going to have them in. We'll have it live on Facebook, so you'll be able to check that out. Today's Q106 Facebook page, if you're just a podcast listener and not a live feeder. And then Darcy says, my kiddo has donated 2 times.
Woo!
First 13 inches and the second time 7 inches to the Pantene Project.
Oh, yes. That's the first one I donated to. I've only done this once, and it was to Pantene Project. That's awesome.
Yeah, a lot of great options out there,
yes.
And that's really wonderful that you do that. So we appreciate everything you do, and anyone that takes time to help out their community, we really, really appreciate that, because we can't have the good world that we want if we all don't contribute.
Hashtag go gold.
There we go. Well, we're going to wrap up here. Thanks so much. Please go check out those hashtags. Please check out those sites that Steph was talking about. For the next couple of days before the month ends and we all jump onto the pink bandwagon, let's share these on our social medias and stuff like that to get the awareness out. You probably have someone in your life who's been touched by cancer, a child, and they could really use your support right now. So thanks so much, all of you who we didn't mention, because we know you get crabby. John, 9797, we love you guys. We love you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.